from WUWF Public Media.
Welcome to Acoustic Interlude Sessions, a podcast featuring performances and interviews with local, regional, and nationally known artists recorded in the studios of WUWF Public Media. I'm John McDonnell. Abby Posner grew up in Colorado and moved to Southern California at age 18. Since then, she's firmly established herself as a working musician, a talented songwriter, and a popular movie composer. Most recently, she wrote the score for the highly acclaimed documentary, Ladybuds. Abby Posner joined us recently in WUWF's Studio A.
Watching the birds dance with the light. I could be saved in a wooden church, kneeling on a bed of crooked pine. Cicadas, maybe have a few kids, wear a wedding band, or we could give it some time. We could meet at our dive bar, and baby, we could fall all over
mind. So I'm going to do another new tune from the album, and usually I play with a six-piece band, and it's super fun. Got some amazing players that I'm honored to be on the stage with, so I'm going to do my best to do this one solo. It's called Night Train, and it's about all the weird dreams that I started having after COVID. I felt like dreams got a lot more vivid and real. And so that's what this one is about. Take me to the other side. Yeah, I'm getting on that night train. Gonna take that night train state of mind. Well, you came in like a ghost, running around in my head. I was stuck in the thongs, tossing in my bed. You told me you were done. You became a stone and I was lost. Woke up missing you again. Yeah, take a walk through that fire, babe. I hope I make it out alive. Yeah, take a walk through that fire, babe. I hope I make it out this time. Well, you took me by the hand. Kiss me like a soldier. We married in the woods, but I kept growing older. You stayed young and strong. I disappeared before long. I woke up still holding on. Well, I've got dreams that take me for a take that night train frame of mind.
Yeah, nice one. Abby Posner in our Studio A on Acoustic Interlude. I'm John McDonnell. Great couple of tunes, man. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks for coming out today. I really appreciate it. Now, right before we went on, you said you described yourself as a music geek and you love unusual tunings and weird chord progressions and meters and signatures. Where does that come from? Did you study music formally?
I did, yeah. I went to California Institute of the Arts outside of Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And I studied a lot of things there. I was a multi kind of focused music major. So I got to study world music, Latin percussion. I got to study composition and a lot of different instruments, drums. I kind of, you know, trotted along the music school and got as much out of it as I could, music production as well.
Wow, really? Mm-hmm. That sounds like a great education. I mean,
yeah, it was
jealous. Yeah,
it was an amazing school. I was so blessed to have been able to go on there, you know, to go there and meet the people that I got to collaborate
sure.
with.
Now, before you went there, had you already been performing and, you know, playing and singing? And
yeah. So I grew up actually in Colorado, and I was playing a lot when I was a teen in the Denver scene back in the late 90s. Now I'm really dating myself.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say.
I was playing at coffee shops and, you know, open mics. And I was kind of just exploring myself as a songwriter.
Right.
But I started writing at a very young age.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Like pre-high school?
Pre-high school, yeah.
Wow, that's very cool.
Started piano when I was about six. Went on to learn guitar and drums and bass. And I had a little recording studio set up in my basement with an 8-track tape player.
Oh, wow.
And I would record some songs to that.
Yeah. Now, where did that come from? Did you have a musical family?
My dad and my mom both are music lovers.
Yeah.
My mom played a little guitar around the house. She was uh-huh. taking lessons when I was a little kid. And my dad was just really a big music historian. He loves music from the South. He loves blues. He loves gospel and folk. And so he would play a lot of music for me as a young kid. And I think that really got into my bones.
Yeah, all different types of music.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that sounds good. Sounds like a good upbringing.
It was pretty amazing. I was really fortunate to have the family, supportive family.
Yeah.
You know, supporting me being an artist. And, you know, and then the influences just went from there. I was really big into punk rock as a teen. So I feel like punk and country are kind of one and the same. There's a lot of this similar anarchist kind of vibes there, like outcast vibes.
Outlaw,
and
yeah.
Outlaw,
sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Lots of folks go from punk to folk and country, and it's an interesting thing. We've been talking a lot about that, some of my music friends in L.A.,
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You should write a paper.
Yeah, I mean, there's a friend of mine, Kenny, who plays in the band Water Tower, and we talk about it a lot, how punk and country are really overlapping.
That is cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Now, after art school, you decided to stay in the L.A. area, is that right?
I did, yeah. I stayed there, and I started teaching music for, you know, day job.
Day job, yeah.
Yeah, and then I started doing some session work and recording for other artists, and I also was playing in my own band. And I then started getting into licensing music and film scoring as well.
Oh, so wow, really?
In the last, probably I'd say about 10, 11 years or so, I've recorded several albums for music libraries, and I've scored a few documentaries. And so I've you know, juggled a lot in music.
So you've got a lot of interest.
Yeah, it's my lover.
And a lot to you.
Music is my main lover, you know, and it always will be.
A lot to fall back on.
Yes. I mean, sometimes it is fall back, but also sometimes there's a lot of space in between jobs, and there's highs
right.
and lows.
Yeah,
there's a lot of hustle that goes into it, and then there's sometimes it just pauses, and you're like, well, where's the work? So it really comes and goes, for sure.
Yeah. Now, during COVID, during the pandemic, did you hit like a big pause there?
Well, that was actually, I was really fortunate because that was when I got the gig to score a documentary called Ladybuds. But it was also very challenging because I was working remotely and orchestrating remotely. So the film, the string players that I was using had to be, you know, tracking in their place.
Right.
And I wasn't able to conduct them. I wasn't able to be in, I wanted to track strings in one room.
Right.
And I had to orchestrate several parts out for them and basically, you know, do the part myself in my program that I work with, send them the parts. It was madness, but I was lucky to have work. I was lucky to be able to be busy and creative. And Ladybuds is actually a phenomenal documentary that's out on Stars and Amazon.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'll check it out. Definitely.
It's the director, Chris Russo, phenomenal. Give Chris a shout out. Just really did it up, and I'm really proud that I worked on that project.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
We're talking to Abby Posner from our Studio A at WUWF. Why don't you do a couple more tunes, and we'll come back and chat a little bit more.
Great. So, yeah, I'm going to play all new tunes today, in fact, because I've got this record coming out. It's called Second Chances. I'm really excited about that. I'm releasing it with a record label out in Los Angeles called Blackbird Records, and I'm going to play a song from the record called The One Good Thing.
Yeah, we had a good run, honey. It was some kind of love. All I know, it was the best I'll ever find. I'll take all the heat, even was me I was giving up. Now I'm on my knees at your front door waiting on a lifeline. I've got nothing, I got nothing to prove, except to you. That's a whole lot of loss for a broken heart to lose. Really got along, honey, never tired of each other's ways. Even with your socks all over the floor. I admit I borrowed them once or twice back in the day. Now they're taking up all that damn space in my drawer. I've got nothing, I got nothing to lose. Except for you. Well, that's a whole lot of room in an empty drawer to use. Hey, hey now. You are the one good thing, yeah, that I might never get back, never get back, no, no. You are one good thing, yeah, when I lost it all, I'll never get it back, no, no. You are the one good thing. Well, that's a whole lot of loss. Broken heart to lose. I've been torn in my mind. Always a little bit behind. Everyone's starting to settle down, and I'm still at the starting line. I got scared and I left. Now I can't go back. Well, she don't want to trust me, 'cause I'm out of my head. Well, I know it will be different this time, but I'll always be a messier design. I'm not of the simple kind. I'm feeling like a stranger in this life. I learned from my missteps, but try as I might, never be of the simple kind. Well, I break all the rules and I act like a fool. Traveler of the darkness, I discovered some jewels. Yeah, I've never been so clean. I take apart everything. Everyone's gone the same way, but I'm headed upstream. I'm the captain of this ship, flying blind. I'll always be a messier design. I'm not of the simple kind. as I might. I'll never be, never be, never be of the simple kind. I'm the captain of this ship flying blind. I'm always crossing some kind of line. I'm not of the simple kind. Yeah, I'm feeling like a stranger in this life. Well, I learned from my missteps, but try as I might, I'll never be, never be, never be of the simple kind.
Abby Posner from our Studio A on Acoustic Interlude. I'm John McDonnell. Thanks a lot. Great songs, each and every one of them. I really enjoyed them.
Thank you so much, John. I appreciate being here.
Thanks for listening to Acoustic Interlude Sessions. Our guest on this episode has been Abby Posner. All performances and interviews were recorded in the studios of WUWF Public Media. I'm John McDonnell. Be sure to subscribe to Acoustic Interlude Sessions on your favorite podcast platform.
From WUWF Public Media.